but the person most responsible for the emotional impact of the disaster is the one known at first simply as the man in the water. Balding, probably in his 50s, a huge mustache, he was seen clinging with 5 other survivors to the tail section of the airplane. This man was described by Usher and Windsor as appearing alert and in control. Every time they lowered a lifeline and flotation ring to him, he passed it on to another of the passengers. "In a mass casualty, you'll find people like him," said Windsor. "But I've never seen one with that commitment." When the helicopter came back for him, the man had gone under. His selflessness was one reason the story held national attention, his anonymity another. The fact that he went unidentified gave him a universal character. For a while he was every man, and thus proof, as if one needed it, that no man is ordinary.